We're here at Kings Park, the ground of Dalkeith Thistle Football Club, the junior side, this morning. What a beautiful morning, and loads of children about there, and loads of footballs. I've got two young ladies with tops on, it says. Hibernian, what's your name?
Chelsea Cornet.
Where are you from?
Lonehead.
Hibernian ladies, what does that mean to you?
Quite a lot, because we're quite high up in the league as well. So, although I am a Hearts supporter, which many will disagree with, but the level at Hibs Ladies is a lot. Yeah, it means quite a lot to me.
Who have you got with you today?
I'm Leah Tweedy, so she's a former teammate.
A former teammate, hi.
Wait, I'm not a former teammate, I am I'm a fellow teammate.
A fellow teammate.
Yeah.
Both in the same team? Have you always been in the same team?
We have been in the same team for a few years, yes. Chelsea came to Hibs, I think it was under 15s, and we kind of moved up the ranks together, played with in the development, so the reserve squad together, and then we actually made our debut for the Prem team on the same day, so we've kind of played together for a few years now.
So you were basically brought up together in football, that's what it's all about, and you play for Hibs Ladies just now, don't you?
Yeah. I've just recently got back playing. I've been injured for about a good while, about a year and a half. I've been back for a couple of months. I played my first full game on Sunday past, and I played again about half an hour last night, so I'm just getting there, yeah.
That's training, that's not actual games, is it?
No, that was games. But I had a game on Sunday against Spartans, and we won 4-0, so that was good. And then last night we won 2-1 against Celtic, both in the league. We've got Celtic again this Sunday in the League Cup final, so yeah, that'll be a good game.
Hibs versus Celtic?
Yeah.
I wonder who's going to win. What made you take up football in the first place?
I was brought up with three big brothers, so all older than me. They were all into football, kind of played for Bonnyrigg, local teams within Midlothian. So they kind of, coming up with them, I had no other choice than to kind of kick a ball about with them from a really young age. I kind of started playing football when I was 5 years old, so I've done it for a good amount of time now. Yeah, I started off at a boys' club in Lonehead. Kind of came at the age where girls weren't really allowed to play within the boys' team now. Moved on to Hearts, started at Hearts under-13s. Done a season there and then got introduced to Hibs at under-13s again. So it was my second season that I joined Hibs under-13s. And like Leah said, kind of progressed through the ranks. I kind of went really quick through the ranks and then now I'm at Prem squad and I really enjoy it, so it's great.
You enjoy it? What's so good about football?
Oh, I love the buzz it gives you. So training completely takes your mind away from other things that are happening within your life. If you're worried, stressed, like you go into the pitch and everyone's forgotten about it, it's completely all about the football. And because we are playing at such a high level as well, every training session means something, every game means something. Games are so competitive, they are win games that you have no time to lose them, draw. We need to win all of them. So just the determination and the motivation to try and win, and just the team spirit as well is really good within the team, so it's great.
Have you scored a goal before?
Yeah, not very many, but yeah, on the rare occasion that does happen. Yeah, I scored a few.
And you do get a buzz from that. What about you? What brought you into football?
So probably quite similar to Chelsea. I've always kind of kicked the ball about from a really young age. My dad's into football, but liked kicking a ball about when I was younger. Kind of grown up on my street, everybody that was my age was kind of boys, so every time I was going out to play, it would always be football. So yeah, I really just kind of grew up with a ball at my feet.
Anybody play for Scotland?
Yeah, well, I don't at the minute because I've just reached too old for Scotland under-19s, but I played through the age group and most recently playing in the Euro qualifiers last year with, as I say, Scotland under-19s. Now I've just reached too old for that, so now the sort of next challenge is the A squad, which isn't really in the near future, but we'll see.
What about today here at Dalkeith? What about the event?
It's a great experience, especially seeing all the younger kids getting involved, the mixed groups of the girls and the boys. It's really good to see them interacting with each other and all getting involved with great encouragement from the coaches as well. And that's the way you want to start, because you want to get girls and boys in at a young age. Obviously, there's not many girls that think, oh, I want to be a football player, because it's kind of stereotyped by boys. But seeing them out there kicking a ball about is great to see, especially when you have came up through things like this as well. So it's great, yeah.
You said seeing the boys. Is there no girls playing football out there?
No, there is. They're really mixed, and you can see the girls are really enjoying it as well, so it's great to see them all taking part.
And it's good to see it now, today, here in Dalkeith, that this event takes part to give the children an opportunity that you may not have had in your time, something like this happening with, and sponsored as well by Tesco, the challenge. So what's happening out there? You've got a lot of children, 150 children, and on the back pitch, on the backfield, you've also got the schools doing exercises as well. So a lot of children here down at the park. What about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's brilliant. I think Keith Wright's clearly doing a brilliant job getting all the wee kids involved. It's things like this, just having fun on a nice sort of sunny day that you know, that's how me and Chelsea started, just enjoying football. And, you know, if we can give these kids experiences like that for them to then sort of get into it, and then hopefully then that might motivate them to join a team and then move up, just as me and Chelsea have done. So I think it's brilliant work, and it's really good of Tesco to sponsor that, yeah. I think it's amazing.
What are they doing out there on the pitch? The pitch that the junior football club, Dalkeith Thistle, play at their home matches. What are they doing on the pitch? If I looked out there just now, what would I see?
So we've got a lot of like kind of mixed teams of the boys and girls, and they're just really enjoying themselves, playing lots of small-sided games. There's loads of like little drills going on with like agility, so hurdles, ladders, just all to really get the kids enjoying it with a ball at their feet as well. So there's a lot of kind of goal scoring going on, so the kids are enjoying celebrating, getting that buzz from scoring in the matches. So it's a great experience for them.
After today, what's the progress for the youngsters that are out there kicking a ball about and having some fun? Because that's what it's all about, I think. It's all about fun. Is there progression onto something, or is it just have a great day?
Well, I think at this stage, I think it is all about the fun. I think, obviously, a little bit competitive edge will motivate a lot of the kids. So it's about fun, but it's also about making it a bit fun in terms of who can win. But after things like this, I think the schools and sort of like Midlothian are really good at supporting, showing the kids to get involved in teams and everything like that. So I think sort of the ideal thing that would happen is kids will be really with a bit of a buzz after days like this, and then maybe now get their mum and dad to get them in a team, and then there's so many youth teams about, so hopefully a lot of the kids will go away and move on to joining one of the youth teams. As I say, like me and Chelsea done, I played for Lonehead Miners Boys Club like Chelsea did. So hopefully we'll see some of the young kids here doing that as well, and then moving their way up and hopefully moving on to bigger things.
So what are you doing here today?
We're just here to kind of look up, like have the kids look up to us as role models. Obviously, as Leah says, we've came through boys' clubs into like the young girls' ages and built our way right through, and been involved right through Scotland age groups. So it's a great way for kids to look up to us, and even if they ask us questions, to kind of find out about like how we kind of came into football, what we kind of experienced through it, things like that, and just to really so that they can see something, like, because if they can't see anybody, then they've nothing to aim towards, then they don't know like if they can become really involved within football and things like that. So like with us being here, it shows that they can do it and that it is possible like to become like full-time kind of athletes, because although we're not getting paid or that is what we're doing. Our time is completely dedicated to football. So, yeah, it's great to have us here, and me and Leah are both like really happy to have the opportunity to come and join Keith and his and the Tesco Cup Challenge. So it's great.
Well, let's go out and have a look and see what they're doing right now.
Perfect, let's go.